know that there's been some draft legislation, and it hasn't been made public yet, to help clarify that for women in projects specifically, which is to better bench roadmap the permitting process for a commercial site.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that, and Savannah and I will be tracking that legislation, so I'll let you know when it's there. One, once it's out, we'll make sure you see it. Two, if you have concerns about what the public input to that would be, able to the public process.
I think probably the biggest difference with what that whole process is about is the time frame. The deal with these test site things is that the legislature mandated the state to deal with this before December 15th. So there was a limited amount of time where all of this had to get decided and the public consultation had to happen, and they were limited because the state legislature, legislature made them do that. If this were a commercial project, there would be no limit set to say you have to kind of get through this quickly. What most people say is that that process could easily take 2 years. You look at Massachusetts, and they're trying to be taped when it's been
9 years.
So, I think that part of it is that this moves so quickly because the legislature mandated it, but there's not going to be any sort of expedited review or anything for anything beyond what's in place.
Now, were you saying that this new building you're talking about hasn't gotten anywhere yet would be to allow commercial wind farming in state waters?
My understanding is what it does is it clarifies the existing rules for permitting and placing things in state waters, specifically addressing wind energy.
So sort of add that onto the...
Yeah.